listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates. We continue our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series today. We head to Southern California. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today, Anna Bloomfield. She's visual arts teacher at Crane Lutheran High School in Irvine, California. Anna, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy. I'm excited to be here.
This is fun. We get to talk about teaching in Southern California. Let's talk about your path to teaching, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what it is that you get to do as a teacher at Crane Lutheran. So where did your idea, or where did the idea or the thought of becoming a Lutheran teacher begin for you?
Takes me back to my childhood basement where my mom was a daycare provider. And because my mom was a Lutheran teacher before having kids, I grew up with a lifelong learner, Connie Meyer in Seward, Nebraska, and I was teaching kids as soon as I was the oldest in the daycare group. So I knew when I was a young kid that I loved teaching, I loved leading, I loved helping people, and we had these little make-believe desks, and so I loved running a pretend classroom when I was a little kid, believe it or not. But then I grew up and I got to high school, and everybody kept telling me that I was going to be a Lutheran teacher because that's what my mom did, and my dad did Lutheran education as well. He was the head football coach at Concordia, Seward, Nebraska. And so I had other people in the community just telling me that they had my life figured out for me. Well, obviously, as an adolescent, that rubbed me the wrong way. And I decided to, you know, make everybody question if that was going to be my life choice or not. Even though in my heart, I knew I still wanted to help people. I did, I think, for a few years in high school, kind of go on this journey of, is that really what I want to do? Do I want to be a teacher? I know I love helping people, but I also love coaching and I love English and I love art and I have all these passions and ultimately I love helping people, but I'm also really interested in psychology. And so a lot of really good talks with my dad, and he really guided me to see how in Lutheran education, I was actually filling all of those buckets, those passion areas that have been in my heart for so long. And it really helped me see that not going into Lutheran education was maybe just out of, you know, spite to the people who told me what they knew I was going to do. And really, it was God's calling on my life. I've loved it since I was a little girl. And I just had a passion for helping people. I was really interested in helping and psychology. And I loved learning. I know some students have an experience where they don't like school. And that really has never been my experience. I love school. I love the atmosphere of learning and engaging with people and others. And I love continuing to go back to school. I keep going back. If I had unlimited funds, I'd stay in the classroom and keep learning myself and teaching as long as possible. So yeah, there was also one moment for me in high school, I think, that was a turning point when, you know, I had some experiences in art that were like lackluster. And I was just like, I feel like high school art has the opportunity to be really fun for everybody. Like, there's no reason why high school art should be boring ever. There's no day that should be boring in high school art. You know, it's come one, come all, everybody create, have a good time, relax from maybe, you know, some other subject areas that are, you know, more rigorous on the mind. And this is a place where everybody is meant to create and it should be free flowing and fun. And so it really was on my heart kind of in that moment of, if I'm going to be a teacher, I want to be a really fun high school art teacher. I think that high school students deserve that. And so between those conversations with my dad and that experience for myself personally, and then just the lifelong, it's in our family generation, a lot of Lutheran teachers in my family, I knew it was God's calling on my life. So, yeah.
Lutheran education, being an educator is a great place to be when you're a multi-potentialite. When you love learning, when you love studying, and when you love sharing that with so many other people, education is a great place to be. And it's so encouraging to hear that you want to engage students with the content, with the subject matter that you're teaching. You want them to really be engaged. As you said, art should be fun. Yeah, it should be engaging. It should be something that we want to experience in the fullest when we're in that classroom. So that's encouraging to hear. So the path to becoming a teacher, what did that look like then when you started thinking, okay, this is the path maybe I will go? What did that formation look like in becoming a teacher?
Yeah, I had eventually decided to go to Concordia, Nebraska, which was a great choice for me. I did look at a couple of the other Concordias, but I also wanted to run cross country as well. And the coach was one of our family friends because I grew up in Seward as my dad was in that community already. And a part of the Concordia program that I wanted to be a part of was the art department. At the time when I enrolled as a freshman, I knew I wanted to go into education, but I actually didn't know if I could make it as an artist. I didn't know how good I was. And I knew I liked English. And so just kind of education in general was the path. And I got into the art department, and just those professors that were in the art department were so formative to my experience as a young adult, as a human, as a Lutheran educator. I speak with them, of them, with just reverence. Professor Bockelman and Boggs and Robeson and Soloway, Wolfram, Professor Emeritus. I mean, they're these amazing humans that are amazing creators, and they approach their work with such a lighthearted seriousness, if that makes sense. They were so in tune with what they wanted to do, and they did it well, but they were so joyful about what they were creating and joyful in their approach in the classroom, and their attention to me and their devotion to holding me to a higher standard, both as a student and as an artist, really poured over into my education work and what I knew I wanted to be as a teacher. They really held us to high standards, and because of that, it helped me rise to that. And that's something that I took away from the art department that I wanted to bring to my classroom, to have someone give you that borrowed belief that they knew that I was an artist before I knew I was an artist. I thought I could just be good at something if I worked hard enough, but they really saw in me something that I couldn't see in myself. And they really showed me how artists create, because we're made in the image of God and everyone is creative, but it's a skill that you can practice, that you can get better at. And it takes time in the studio and it takes effort, and that work can be joyful, that labor can be fruitful and fun. And so the art department was incredibly formative in that. And I remember when they found out I wanted to go into education after our sophomore year review, they went down to my art studio and they said, Anna, why are you not going for your bachelor in fine arts in art education? Like, you're a really good artist too. And at that point I was just like, I'm going to be a Lutheran teacher. But they were like, yes, but you're also an artist. And that really gave me the borrowed belief to continue in my artistic passion. And they held me to such a standard that I really grew in that. And then from the education side, I really have a high respect for Russ Moulds, who's now retired, but he taught psychology in such a fun way. And I learned so much about myself, and I learned so much about how to really engage with people, and just the way that education can be through a scope of Christian and Lutheran and relational. Like, what's the point of a grade? What's the point of discipline? What is the point of all of this? And that really helped me as a teacher, because I knew at that point that's what I wanted to be. So definitely people. The path to Lutheran education is when you make a connection with a person and you know how much of an impact they made on your life, and you want to be able to do that for other people.
Mm. Okay, you brought up several good points that I want to dig into a little bit further now. Let's see. One of the points was, what is the point of a grade? So let's unpack that. And then I want to talk about art, what area of art you really enjoy the most. But okay, what's the point of a grade, especially when it comes to art?
Oh, man. Grading is such a love-hate relationship. One of the universities, SAIC, actually just does pass-fail grades at their university. And I kind of love the idea of that. It's like, if you work hard enough and you put the effort in, just, you know, good, you got it, passed. And if you didn't put the effort in, you didn't learn or grow, then fail. You know, it's just kind of try or not try. And I like that as to some degree, but obviously I'm at a school where we do have grades. I do appreciate a good rubric. I myself am a rule follower. I like to know what the expectations are, and I like to meet them. However, I think for me and my philosophy, and this, like I said, kind of comes back to Russ Moulds and what he taught me, is grading really like what's the formative grade versus the ability to like redo and try. Sorry, I was going to go down this like technical language, and I don't want to do that. The point of a grade for me is, are you learning? And we all learn through trial and error. And so the way that I've kind of shifted my grade book and the way I've shifted my rubrics is kind of these full points, full for participation and trying, even if you didn't do it perfectly. I think we're entering this era where it's really difficult for students to, you know, they focus on their grades a lot, at least in the area that I'm at. They focus on their grades. They focus on perfection. They focus on never making mistakes. And that's really a fear-based mindset. And that's not where growth happens. Growth, especially creativity, especially in the art classroom, comes not from a fear-based place, but from a place of the freedom to fail and try again. And so kind of my philosophy on grades, and I hope it reaches outward in education, is how are we setting up our rubrics so that there's lots of opportunity for growth and trial and error in fun games, fun approaches, fun participation points where they're there's really not a lot at stake so that they can make those low risk choices. And then later, there's a cumulative time for showing what you've learned. But that comes after lots of repetition and lots of trial and error. Because all of us in life, when we try something for the very first time, we're probably not going to be great at it right away. And if we expect ourselves to be great or perfect at something right away when we're learning a new skill, that's going to set us up to approach that with fear rather than creativity and freedom.
Excellent. Love it. So what area of art do you enjoy the most? Where are you truly in your element when it comes to art?
All of them. Oh. No, not all of them. Well, I teach photography now. So that's a long story I'll kind of save for later. But I am the photography one and honors photography two teacher, but I'm also the AP art teacher as well, AP studio art. And at Crean Lutheran, I've been an exploratory art teacher. I taught advanced art. So I've done some of the other drawing and painting classes. And now we've grown as a school, which is amazing. And we have sculpture and graphic design and drawing and painting teachers. And so I don't have to teach those mediums, which is great. I've loved learning about photography and then growing in my skills in photography. But ironically, in college, that was not my strong suit. My strong suit was more mixed media. I really like to approach a subject or an idea and then see what medium fits that idea best. And so in college, I did installation artwork and screen printing, bookbinding. And so when I say all of them, I think I really like to approach an idea with, well, the sky's the limit. What are we going to work with? I like mixed media and fibers and things like that. However, when I'm an AP studio artist, AP studio art teacher, that really suits that curriculum well because the students are then in the portfolio building process and they are working with all the mediums. So I get to live vicariously through them as they are working with all sorts of mediums and I get to ask the questions of, you know, which medium to use for which idea and why and how those things are connected.
We're talking with visual arts teacher Anna Bloomfield of Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California, as part of our Set Apart to Serve series today. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we're talking with Anna Bloomfield, visual arts teacher at Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California, as we continue the Set Apart to Serve series here in The Coffee Hour. Anna, we've been talking about your passions, what you love when it comes to art and teaching art and being a Lutheran educator. Where do you find joy in the classroom, in the studio with students? What are the things that bring you joy about being a Lutheran teacher, particularly a Lutheran art teacher?
I feel like I could answer this question with so many different things. I think I'll answer it as an art teacher first. I love seeing my students find a creative flow in the classroom when they really start creating and that light bulb moment comes on for them, where if they've never seen themselves as an artist before, they make something, they create something with their hands, with their tools, and then that aha moment of, wow, I'm creative, I'm an artist. And one of the things we talk about at Crean Lutheran, especially in our art department, is you are made in the image of God. You are a child of God. And as an image bearer, you bear his creativity. And drawing is a skill. That's what we went to school to be able to teach you how to do. We can teach you how to draw. We can teach you about your camera as a tool. We can teach you about clay and Photoshop. Those are skills that you can grow in. But you are a creative being, and you were meant to create. And so we really encourage our students at every level just to lean into their creativity. And even if they don't find it in the particular class that they're in, maybe it's in their writing class that they have next, or maybe they're creative in a way that they solve a mathematical problem. And so we talk about how the creativity part is not a skill. The things that you do with it, that's the skill, but the creativity is you're an image bearer. And so that really brings me joy to be able to talk about that in the classroom. And quite simply, just to be able to talk about my faith in the classroom. I went to a Lutheran elementary school. And then because I'm from a small town, I went to the public high school. And I remember being a part of FCA. I remember the teachers that would wear cross necklaces or a cross belt buckle, and they weren't allowed to talk about their faith in the classroom. And that was my high school experience. And it always kind of made me wonder, knowing that I was going to go into education, how much more free and fun it would be able to be to stop and pray in the middle of class. And now I get to do that as a teacher. So starting class in a word of prayer is really fun for me because it sets my mind on the goal of the day, which is to win people for Jesus. Not all my students that come to Korean Lutheran are Christians or believers, and everyone is at a different walk in their faith, especially as adolescents. They've gone to church their whole life or they've never heard of Jesus. But regardless, they're pulling away from just being what their parents want them to be, and they're growing into their own identity as a human. And I think that's such an important time in their faith formation to be an example for finding joy in Christ in everyday moments. So what gives me joy in my job is knowing that these students are looking at me and wondering, like, where does your hope come from? Whether it's the week before spring break, you know, and we're tired, or something really bad happened, or, you know, the printer didn't work. Like, I want them to see that I have joy in Christ in those moments. And I feel like I have a job and I have a career, I have a calling, I have a vocation that's very meaningful in every little thing that I do and say and how I show up in the classroom. And it's important for me to know, or it's important for me to show that my joy comes from Christ. So being able to show them that, and I'm going on to my third point. I have like 4 points of how I find joy in the classroom and what I do. The third point I'd say is just relationships. I should have made this number one, but just the relationships with the students, it's so fun. It is so fun to, like I mentioned in my first point, just see them be creative, but also see them just as humans who are learning to grow up and they have their own faith struggles or prayer requests, or they're learning how to adult. They're learning how to do time management and communication. And I really find joy in teaching them those skills through the lens of grace and mercy. And yeah, that's okay. That wasn't the greatest way to communicate, or, you know, I know that you didn't get the best grade because you didn't turn anything in all semester, but how can we bounce back? How can we grow from this learning opportunity? So the joy in the relationships and seeing them grow in whatever it is that the Lord has called them to in that season, just watching them grow is really fun. And then I would say, lastly, I see a lot of joy in watching the high school students take the lead in faith. And that would be in things like chapel. Our worship band plays. We have students that speak at chapel. We have a dance ministry. And so when I see these young adults that are actively sharing their faith with their fellow students and they're doing that courageously, it's so encouraging for me. And a lot of times it lifts me and my spirits, and I'm encouraged if I'm having a down day. And it reminds me that these people are not my students. They're not just kids, but they're fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're fellow image bearers, they're fellow children of God, and we're in this journey together. And it's a really cool thing when they're adolescents, and it's a joy to be a part of.
What's the response from students when you present them with the opportunity to be creative, to be free, to have that freedom to create? What's the response? Because maybe they don't get to experience that in every other setting in life, but to walk into the studio and have that encouragement and that opportunity to be free and create freely. What's the response like from high school students with that?
Anything from elation to fear and trepidation. You see the whole spectrum. Uh-huh. I would say in my entry-level freshman-level photography class, you definitely see the, I don't know if I can do this. And I've had somebody tell me I wasn't creative in the past. I actually kind of tackle that head on. And we talk about past experiences that they either felt like they were successful in being creative, or maybe they had an experience where somebody told them they weren't creative. Even I have some parents who will say at opening night, well, this is my child that's creative and this one's not. And I actually have no problem correcting the parents and just telling them what I believe as a Christian, you know. Actually, all your children are creative, but I'll teach them the skills they need to draw their face or take a picture. And so sometimes that's really ingrained from other experiences. And I tell them that it's my joy and opportunity to help them reframe that and help them to see that they're a child of God. But we also talk about how to maybe react when the thing that you did that was creative and fun and it felt good in the moment maybe didn't turn out quite the way you wanted it to. And what do we do while we're closing that gap? From somebody who's an emerging artist, or you're starting to learn a skill, and how do we close that gap and gain mastery? And what do we do in that gap of holding on to hope that we could master this, like the greats that we see in that? So I really spend a lot of time with my beginning students, just reminding them of the participation points, right? Like, just try and it'll come. It's not going to be great right away, but just keep trying. And it will come. We don't need all of your photos to be perfect. We're just looking for one out of 50 that are great, you know? And so I talk about that with my entry-level artists. And then for my AP students who are seniors, they really expect a lot out of themselves. And I just remind them to not compare their beginning or their middle to somebody else's, you know, end, to compare themselves to somebody who has 10,000 hours under them. And so we talk a lot about the skills that are needed to be a master. And that's just managing expectations and keep putting the work in. And so we just talk about how find joy in the process and the journey of being an artist.
I want to be in your art class. That sounds like a great place to be. Sounds fun. I love photography. It's changed a bit since I took photography in high school, back when we used film.
Yes.
It's been a while. So Set Apart to Serve initiative, we're encouraging people to consider church work as a vocation, to become a Lutheran teacher, a pastor, deaconess, director of Christian education, director of parish music. The list goes on. There are lots of opportunities to serve as church workers. In what ways is Crean Lutheran High School encouraging students to consider church work opportunities?
Yeah, definitely in relationships. We get to know our students really well. And when we see a young man or woman who has a heart for the Lord, but is really skilled and passionate at what they love or what they're doing, we a lot of times will pull them aside and say, hey, you would make a really good teacher. You're very relational, right? You love learning. You love a good challenge. You're good at a lot of things. And so we lift them up if it's something that they've maybe never considered for themselves. Some of our students come from, like myself, a family of generational Lutheran teachers. And so we might have that. But I would say one of the biggest ways that we do it collectively as a school is during our career day in the fall. And we really encourage our students to think about all careers, given their giftings that God has given them. And we also have like a video of the teachers at Crean and how they ended up at Crean. Not all of them, but just, you know, a handful of them. Like, this is the path that the Lord led me on. And that might be a video that is played to the whole school. But then as I'm bouncing around to other classrooms, you know, I walked in and my fellow art teacher said, well, this was my journey. You know, I didn't expect to be here, but you never know what God is planning in your life. And I heard her tell her story about where the Lord led her and how she's like, I didn't want to do this. And then now look, this is where I'm at. And so definitely in relationships, I'd say both one-on-one in our classroom. I tell my students, I was like, I have a great life. Like, there's not a lot that I can't do. I know sometimes people think that success is X, Y, or Z in a career, but I love my life. I do meaningful work. I get to spend time in the summers with my children and on breaks. And I get relationships with you guys. It's meaningful. It's fulfilling. And so just showcasing how joyful of a vocation it really is in the classroom, I think, and just calling out those students who specifically, you know, would be great teachers. I have one student who just graduated and she wrote me a letter and said she's going into Lutheran education, and photography class was a big part of that. And so those like mean the world to me. It's such a fun thing to know that other students are going into it to make that impact as well.
Outstanding. You mentioned some of the teachers that you get to teach with. Tell me about the joy in your relationships with your colleagues that you get to teach alongside. Where do you find joy in being a part of this team and teaching?
We have the best team. I mean, all of our teachers at Crean Lutheran are great. We've got a great faculty, but our art department specifically is just fantastic. What's fun is we have a lot that went through Lutheran education as well. Our art department chair, Leah Dawson, she's fantastic. She went to Concordia Irvine. I went to Concordia Seward. We've got a graphic design teacher, Jessica Baker. She went to Concordia Irvine. And then the other teachers went to Lutheran high schools. And so to all kind of come from that Lutheran experience, but also have different like experiences outside of Lutheran education as well. But we work really, really well together. And we have high expectations for ourselves and our students. But then collaboratively, we really lift each other up and just get really excited about what our students are doing. So it's really fun to have fellow teachers who love the Lord, love to pursue excellence while also teaching them about Jesus and being creative as we're image bearers. And so, yeah, our department meetings are so full of joy and collaboration and helpfulness. I'd say that's one of the things I love about my team, is the ability to lift each other up and carry each other's burdens, if you will, when we need them. We pick each other up and collaborate about how we can serve our students better. We love it.
Our guest today, Anna Bloomfield, she's a visual arts teacher at Korean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California. Anna, thank you so much for being my guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.